In 5, 4, 3, 2.
I'm Joe Wade Formicola, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini.
Real name, no gimmicks.
On 750 AM, KOAL.
So I came to the grave. Real name, no gimmicks. That's why I ain't got no.
Back here on Drive Time Sports, KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM. We have a special guest joining us via telephone. He is the current WBO welterweight champion of the world, Timothy Bradley, preparing for his next fight against Juan Manuel Marquez on October 12th. And Timothy, before we went to that commercial break, you said you would like to face Floyd Mayweather Jr. sometime in the future. He is at the top of everyone's pound-for-pound rankings at the moment. He'll be stepping back into the ring in September when he takes on Canelo Alvarez. At this particular time, maybe the biggest fight that boxing has to offer. Who do you like in this fight?
Floyd Mayweather in this fight, without a doubt. I just think that, honestly, think that Canelo is very, I think he's a really good fighter. I think he's a great fighter. I just think that right now it's still Mayweather's time. I think that, you know, Mayweather's the best. I think Canelo is up and coming to being one of the best fighters in the world. I just think that he's really young, and I think he's in over his head. I honestly do. There's a lot of people that's betting on Canelo to knock him out. I don't see it happening at all. Mayweather's really defensive. He's his craft. He's special with his craft, and no one's been able to break that code, man. And I don't think Canelo, being that he likes to, you know, stay flat, you know, on his feet and not move. He has pretty good defense. I saw some pretty good defense in his last fight, but you can't fight a minute and a half of every round with a guy like Floyd Mayweather Jr. He will pick you to pieces.
Then after that fight, we can move into October. We got Marquez Bradley. I got to put you on the spot. How's this fight going to end?
Like it always ends, man. It's going to end, you know, with everybody wondering how the hell did I win the fight. And at the end of the night, I think it's going to go 12 hard rounds, brutal rounds. And I think that at the end of the night, I will win the fight. Unanimous decision. If not unanimous, it'd be a split decision win. But my hands will be raised. I don't think there will be a knockout. I don't think I will knock out Marquez. Pacquiao wasn't able to do it, and Pacquiao has tremendous punching power. I think he's going to go the distance.
You are 30-0. We talk about Floyd Mayweather having that perfect record. For you, how important is it for legacy to be undefeated, or is it at all at the end of your career?
Well, it's a 50-50. It's 50-50 with me. I would say that having a perfect record, especially being in the position I'm in, I need my perfect record. You know, I think it definitely helps me and boost my legacy in the sport, you know, and adding another big fight and a big win on my resume. I think it does well for my career and my legacy. But then again, it's like I always say, I always want to fight the best. You know, if I fight the best and I come up short, at least I fought the best, you know what I mean? And I never shied away from a real, real test, you know? And I don't consider that failure. I just considered that I just kind of would aim low. I didn't get to where I needed to be at that time as far as training goes, as far as where I'm at in my career. But I honestly, my perfect record, in my heart, it doesn't mean anything to me, because there's a lot of guys out there that have perfect records, but they haven't fought anybody.
Sure.
So, it's having a perfect record, you know, everything that a lot of people feel that you need to have in the sport, I don't think so. The legends in boxing, a lot of legends in boxing, that came before us, they didn't have perfect records. Muhammad Ali didn't have a perfect record. Mike Tyson didn't have a perfect record. I mean, you know, a lot of legends in the sport, man. Roy Jones, Shane Mosley. I mean, you know, Marquez, he's a living legend. He doesn't have a perfect record. Manny Pacquiao. I mean, you know, the only guy that I know right now in boxing that you know, could retire undefeated is Floyd Mayweather. You know, I know Calzaghe did. I know Rocky Marciano did. I mean, these are great, 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 great fighters, you know. But a lot of the legends out there, Agler, Cigarette, I mean, they didn't retire undefeated.
Here with WBO welterweight champion Tim Bradley. Tim, I know you're busy. You got to get. I got two more quick questions for you. I want to talk about your career. I got four fights here for you. Junior Witter, Devin Alexander, Manny Pacquiao, or Ruslan Provodnikov. Out of those four that I just named, to you personally, which one is the most satisfying victory?
Satisfying victory? I got to say Junior Witter. I have to honestly say Junior Witter was the most satisfying victory for me because of where I came from and where I started, you know, in the sport at the professional level. See, what a lot of people don't realize is I started fighting in ballrooms, you know, at a lower level with the Thompson Boxing Promotions. Small, I wasn't like brought up like a lot of these top fighters are brought up now. You know, they're catered to. They're, they're getting. I mean, I see a lot of fights on like Showtime. You know, sometimes you know on different networks. Where I'm like, why is this kid fighting this guy? Like this kid shouldn't be fighting this guy, you know, at all. I think this kid is way below his standards. You know, I just don't think. I honestly think that it's just protecting fighters. Well, I wasn't really protected growing up, man. Coming up, I wasn't protected. I definitely was. I fought a lot. I fought against tough opposition out there. And that's the reason why I was able to go to England and win the world championship was because I wasn't never, you know, like, my fights weren't handpicked. It was like tests. All right, I'm going to test you here. I'm going to test you here. I'm going to test you with lefty. You know, I fought probably 7 or 8 lefties in my career, you know, and there's a lot of guys that shy away from lefties. They don't like to fight lefties, and I have, but I've gotten that experience. And that's what helped me get to Junior Witter and be able to figure him out was everything that I've been through in my career and coming up, you know, and wanting to get out of the ballrooms and wanting to get into big venues, you know, and always staying hungry and always feeling like my back is against the wall. Like if I lose this fight, then it's over. You know, the roller coaster ride is over. So I go in the ring every time. Every time I step in the ring, I have that in the back of my mind that this can all be over tonight, you know. It's either do it or don't do it. And, you know, I always say, my family's going to eat. Either his family's going to eat or my family's going to eat. And I got to take care of business tonight. And I'm willing to die here to support my family. And when you have that type of attitude and determination, man, you're hard to be stopped. Ruslan had me hurt a couple of times early on, but I just kept on going, man. I think I threw 1,000 punches that fight. And I bounced back, and I showed everybody what I'm all about. And if I can go to England and win the world championship, I can go anywhere around the world and win the world championship. So, with that said, Junior Witter is still one of my top picks for one of my best and highlight moments of my career because look at me now. From there, I've gained another 3 world championships since Witter.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Lastly, Timothy, before I let you go ahead and sell it to the fans. Marquez Bradley, we're talking October 12th at the Thomas and Mack Center.
October 12th is going to be an unbelievable night for boxing. If you don't have your tickets, if you can't get out to Vegas, you make sure you get it on HBO pay-per-view, baby. I'm telling you. You saw the Ruslan Provodnikov fight. You saw the Manny Pacquiao fight. You saw the Devin Alexander fight. I think you've seen me come out on top against every opponent I've been in the ring with. Don't miss it. October 12th, it will be no different. I will defeat Juanman Marquez October 12th. Don't miss it live on pay-per-view, baby.
Timothy Bradley, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you very much for your time.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Jordan.
That's Timothy Desert Storm Bradley talking about his upcoming fight with Juan Manuel Marquez. Again, that's October 12th at the Thomas & Mack Center in Las Vegas. It'll also be available via HBO pay-per-view. Definitely a pleasure to have Timothy join us for a couple of segments. Great perspective. You know, we talk about boxing on the show quite a bit. Actually hear it from one of the top fighters in the world today. That's a fantastic guest to add to Drive Time Sports, without a doubt. We'll take a quick commercial break. We have plenty more when we return right here on AM 750 and 103.9 FM.